Are you the first to enter the shop? Do you have your Bible? Do you have your Bible? I cannot flog an old man. I would have flogged him. So you don't have Bible, both on your phone and hard copy. Bring out your phone and open your Bible. If you like, you can take me serious. If you like, you can play with it. Get to Psalm chapter number 97. I'm doing this so that if God, so that we won't blame God, you will blame me. That's why I'm putting a conditional word. When God does, is it does now or do? Am I correct? You know, I have some very strong English people. When I finish preaching in church and I get home, some of them are laughing. They will now bring out all the flaws. I say, it's not like that. I didn't follow them to go to Queen's College. I schooled under mango tree. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you in Psalm chapter number 97? No, you are not going to read it for the public. You are going to read it for yourself. And I will tell you what is going to happen. For too long, you know, the people of Israel came to the mountain and they said, we have circulated around this mountain for too long. And God told them it is time to cross Jordan. But do you know that there were principles that God gave them? He said, bring out 12 men, one from each tribe. As the man that carried the Ark of Covenant come, and he stepped into the sea, and the sea parts, each man will bring up a stone. And when you come at the bank of the river, you shall lay it as a memorial. When your children shall ask you, you will tell him or tell them that the Lord caused us to pass through this river. It's an unimaginable, unthinkable reality that is a river of such was parted. And so you are going to create an evidence that God is faithful and powerful and able to do exceedingly abundantly above. And when men follow God in his principles, you come to a point you will realize that God is not just God to you. God is your savior and your master and your father. Upon these three principles, God, the Bible said that, you know, upon the three cords of friendship, it cannot be broken. There is a point in life that you will come and you will cease to relate with God as simply God of the universe. You relate with him as God of your personal identity. And when you come to that point, miracle cannot but happen. Praise God. Praise God. Have you seen Psalm chapter number 97? Can you read for yourself verse number 3 and 4? And I will tell you what you will do. At your age, you are not supposed to be a servant. You are the master. I'm sorry your children are here, but please forgive me. You can't be a servant. You can't be a servant. You are the master. You will cut the short. But it all depends on your faith. If you will follow the brutality, because I will push you to the wall, God in heaven will bear witness. And the angels will deliver into your hand your desires. But you must follow the principle. Life must turn around. The Bible said that Isaac told Esau, when you are stressed, you will break, what is that rope? It is the rope of servitude. There is a point you will get in life, you will tell yourself, I cannot depend upon a man to feed me or feed my children. Praise God. like I said, it left for you to believe me. I'm not struggling with that. And to trust God. Let me tell you, it is difficult. I was thinking yesterday when the CWA was talking and they said, revive us, O Lord. I discovered by research that you cannot believe God until you believe man. When you see a crisis of identity, it is in respect of the fact that you have refused to see a man that you can honor. When you don't honor a man, you can't honor God. Because the resemblance of God is the man personified you're seeing. Have you read that scripture? Now, if you get to your shop, before you talk to anybody, tell the Lord God of Israel that you need a shop. It's not, you may not talk, shout. It's something that you are speaking from your heart. Tell him how much you need. Tell him to connect you. You don't need to have money in your pocket. You need a connection. If you follow this process intentionally and diligently, by the end of June, at the cross of the night for July, whatever the Lord position you, go ahead and do it. But tell yourself, my servitude have ended. You will get up and pay your bills. If you've not been there, I have been there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This morning, I don't know whether you are prepared to pray. We are not coming for any message. We are coming to pray. If you make up your mind to pray, the Lord is making up his mind to answer you. At a point, I was asking God, where is the God of Elijah? And God asked me, where are the Elijahs? If I see the Elijahs, I will perform the wonders. This morning, anything that is a stress upon your life, make up your mind to tell that stress that is turning to your glory. Hallelujah. Can we pray together this morning? Eternal God, we ask that you breathe upon your congregation this morning. Let there be, O God, bread for every eater, and let there be seed for every sower. Let, O God, O Jehovah, the Jordan that have been, O God, a confrontation part this morning. And let there be a road that we walk through, O God, the midst of Jordan. And Lord, we are promising you this morning that we will lay a memorial that will point our the generation to come after us, that truly you are God that delivered us. Lord, we will be careful also that we will not share in your glory. Take all the praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we are still continuing in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. We are still continuing in that scripture. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Am I correct? Yes. Maybe media, you will help me with it. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Did you see that he didn't say blessings? He said, bless me. Bless me. Indeed, there is something that will happen to you. It will not only affect your spiritual being, it will transform the totality of your physical person. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Now, if you check through your life, you will discover that there is, once you notice a near success syndrome, you are almost crossing the line. But somewhere along the line, it looks as if something pulled you back. And when you trace the generation before you, you discover that there are incidences of that in the past cutting across your household. You need to interrogate it. If you need, there is a particular family you will step in, you will see, is it drunkards or drunkenness running through the grandfather, the father, the children, and is getting to your own children. Interrogate it. Now, there is lukewarmness even in the service of God. Today you are in, tomorrow you are out. Hunger to serve God is not there. It's not normal. You also discover that there is this failure. You suddenly see yourself growing massively and people are clapping, and you're ascending to a point. Suddenly, you come down. And you know, people have explanations of all of those things. They say he had a business failure. Check it. There is a problem. When you look at all of these things and it is following you in this month of mercy, I want you to look at it. God is putting a stage to intervene in such things. Why? Whosoever that is born of God overcometh the world. It's on that scripture we are standing this morning. Now, you also discover that there are families, really, women don't marry or the men don't marry until you see them getting at 30. And let me tell you, once a woman gets to 28, any reasonable woman that gets to 28, crisis have set in. The struggle may not be so pronounced, but the moment she gets into 30, you discover that there is serious battle for marriage. And before you know it, and she's getting to 35, anything can happen. And you see the sequence is a problem. Now, as a Christian, you discover that anger, we will see one or two examples from scripture. Anger, beloved, he said, you know, that is my life. It's not your life. It's not your life. The devil is projecting it to make sure that you are stunted. You see the anger in the mother or in the father. You see it in the daughter. You see it in the grandchildren. You know, somebody may just get angry. I know a young man. I don't know what happened between him and the wife. The woman pulled up the television and smashed it on the ground. Pull this one. If you talk now, I will break your head. And the man have to run for his life. At the end of the day, when the thing settled, see, how did I do this? It's not her. It's the devil. When you check the generation, okay, you find it in the first, in the second. I'm looking for a scripture. Is it in Ezekiel 18, verse 2? Media, can you help me with that scripture? Ezekiel 18:2. Ezekiel 18:2. He said, what do you mean when you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are what? Set on edge. Is there any simpler version? Good news, okay? Is still using set on edge? Okay, this is the message. What do you mean, people? What do you people mean by going around the country repeating the saying, the parents ate green apples, the children got stomach, what? The trouble started from the fathers, but you are suffering it now. There are covenants that are walking around you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, on a personal note, I was not supposed to amount to, I keep repeating it. I'm trusting the Lord that God will grant us enablement for the book that we are putting together come out. I was not supposed to amount to anything. It was not just a manipulation. I was told to my face that I will amount to nothing. Now, if I take this young man now, look at this young man. Does this young man really, in real terms, know that I am angry? Does he know that I am angry? You know what it means for a father to be angry? Does he really know? Now, and I look at this young man that has not done anything, and I am talking to him as if we are age mates, and I am obstructing his, you know, program in life. I am telling him something that he will go back and he say, What is my father really saying? What did I do? A young man that has not done anything at this age. Do you need to tell the young man like this? There are words that if his father says where I am, I will set it up with him. He doesn't know anything. But that is the kind of age I was. And somebody will tell you, you won't succeed. You will never prosper in life. You think you are wise. You won't go anywhere. What did I do? I think that's the question if you are using such word to this young man. That's the question we'll be asking. Are you understanding? Sit down, sir. That's a covenant. And I struggled through life. Now, I was traveling from Calabar to Aba after it to bridge, after preaching in the bus. Of course, I steered up some serious demonic forces in that bus. An Olumba woman came out. Our bus spoiled immediately after it to bridge, and I just sat, okay, moved a distance and sat on the floor. And the lady tactfully wanted to make a circle around me. You need to be intentional in life, otherwise you will die like a chicken. She wanted to make a circle around me. I noticed her movement and I got up, moved away. The moment I was moving out of that place, a car from nowhere stopped. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to a bike. I said, hopping. I wasn't carrying anything. There was nothing like, let me go and bring my bag. I just moved into the car and off we go. Are you getting it? When we are coming from this dimension, I am coming from the fact that I know sufficiently, though little, the powers of you being intentional and understanding that your life you're living and the explanations you are giving is not just a natural thing. There is a manipulation somewhere. And until you rise and say no, you will remain where you are and be suffering what you're suffering. Praise God. I had a young man that nobody that served him succeeded. It's not a joke. A man came to serve him with full blown wealth. The man was wealthy. If you are in Makurdi and you're talking about that man, the whole of Nigerian breweries, as of then, that guy is a major distributor. For you to be a major distributor for Nigerian brewery, I'm not talking of small beer companies. Nigerian brewery, makers of either Guinness, Harp, Star. These are three brands that for them to give you major distributorship. Brother, you must have not just spent money, you must have known to be a man that is selling. And they gave him major distributorship. The man came with this. He ended up, may joining with that man, he ended up becoming poor. The last time I saw him in Mivatin Road in Aba, he was using his pickup to do kabu kabu. Are you ready to come out from the point where you are? Covenant that men entered. I know a man that every young lady that walked with him or stayed with him, he slept with all of them. And only one that I know today, the last time I checked, only one survived. The rest has gone. He slept with all of them. In fact, in one occasion, I caught him. He couldn't explain that. You know, when you catch an old man, he was struggling between buttoning his trouser and cleaning the sweat that was on him. I looked at that man and said, look at what this old man have reduced himself to. I walked away. Are you ready to say no? Do you know you are earning a salary? Let me tell you. Even if your salary is small and you have worked for 5 to 10 years, there are certain debts. There are certain begging that you won't be expected to. Am I correct? There are things you are not supposed to be lacking. There are things. There are age you will reach. You are not supposed to be wearing pampers. You don't explain it. Are you following me? You shouldn't explain it. You say, no, the salary is small. But somebody is using the same salary. And he's paying house rent and paying children's school fees. And at least he's eating. He may not be eating the best of food, but he's eating food. If you don't stop it, you will pass it to the next generation. A lady got up and gave a testimony in CWL meeting. And it was a talk from Owerri down until we got Abuja. She said her husband is so and so, and she's dressing like this. You don't explain it to the world. Are you getting it? You can't explain that to the world. Something is wrong somewhere. Praise God. Praise God. Let us even take the common one before we pray. You have worked for 10, 15 years and you can't pay tithe of 1,000 naira. You say, no, the money is too small. Eh? Check your life. Something is intercepting your progress. Hallelujah. When you come to this realization, it is the beginning of the deliverance. Praise God. Praise God. I got up one day and decided to confront the powers that were working against me. I've told you this story once, but I'll repeat myself. Please hear me. My other brother came back home and I made food and gave him, and he finished eating. By 7 or thereabout, he has finished eating. I went in, took my bath. I told myself, I say, God, if there is God in heaven, there will be no sleep in this man's eyes from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. in the morning. He will not have any sleep. And as we are waking up in the morning, two things will happen. He either break his covenant that he has made against me, or let him go. Am I wicked? You can say that. That's your business. That's your business. By the time I began from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m., he called me in the morning and said, why were you invoking spirit? I told myself in my heart, as I have not started, two things must happen. God told Moses, get a bullock that has no blemish, a young bullock. He emphasized it. He said, when you finish slaughtering it, put the blood at the doorpost. For this night, I will do what? I am going to pass. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. And after that, Egypt shall release Israel and they will go. It's until you come and align with God on that matter, you might be crying. Crying does not bring deliverance. What brings deliverance is your ability to understand that your position is not the rightful place to you. Because God said, I have been seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places above principalities and power. And until you come to that realization and take a stand, you will remain where you are. Don't be apologetic. Are you hearing me? Don't be apologetic. Devil has no mercy. Begin to pamper. Is my mother. You know. You know. Is I had a story of a young man that the mother called him and said, the witches, you know that she's a witch, and there are three of them, and they will be visiting him this night. He said, the first one will pass, the second one will pass, the third one, that even if he killed the first and second, that she will be the third person that will pass as cockroach, that he should please spare her. Are you hearing that? The man finished praying, and at exactly the time the woman said, the cockroach started passing. Real life story, sir. When the first one appeared, the man finished it. The second one appeared, the man finished it. The third one appeared, the man finished it. In the morning, they called him that the mother had died. You may have the anointing of doing what? Of letting her leave. But you know, I operate in the platform of Elijah. If I be a man of God, I don't spare you. Can you take a position and align with God? I say, no, enough is enough. Enough is enough. What I came this morning to do is to steer your heart. I find it difficult that you have worked for 10 years and you cannot buy soap to bath. You still need to go and cut soap, 50 naira, 100 naira, 200 naira, green soap. This one they are using to wash cloth. Dog soap. You still go and cut it. You have worked for 10 years. You cut that soap. He said, life is hard. We agree. As a man thinketh, so he is. You didn't ask yourself a question. How did I come to this point? In the worst case scenario, let it be that, okay, I was using Delta before. Delta is now costly, but I can buy Lux. Not to cut soap. After 15 years of working. 15 years. This morning, I invite you to his altar. There are some of the things you are doing and you think it is humility. It's actually a pathway you are giving to the devil to walk on you. Praise God. Praise God. People like us, we don't take no for an answer. If you are not ready to bring yourself out, please sit down. But if you are ready to say, no, I can't remain here. I'm in this month of June, the month of mercy. I am coming out. Lord, as I pray this morning, any man that is holding me, not only will his hand be removed, Lord, that hand must wither. And I beg you, if you are intentional and you are sincere in your heart, you will see the miracle of God. Rise up and let's pray. We are able to go and take that country, to possess the land from
Zion to the sea. Though the giant may be on our way to hinder, God has given us victory.
Victory.
Only to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God.
Hallelujah.
Move on to the righteous side. To the righteous side. To the righteous side of God.
We are able to go
up and take the
country,
the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giant may be on our way to hinder, God has given us victory.
Victory. Hallelujah.
Move on.
Le preketo satalabaya gada. Imbrendegede zoto epata kata. Libro kokoto baragadosh. En su prekete le kopakatolia. E baragadosh kapayanta. Indele preketos kaparata. E breketos. Can you go ahead and ask the Lord that you have come in Barakatoska to take the possession of where the Lord have allocated to you? Jelebreketoska pakataya. Tell the Lord I have come to possess my possession. Masupa katonia etata barata indreketoska paya. Jelekete. Lord, I come to possess my possession. Masu preketolia ekatopalazatelia introkoto lekopakatoze ezezekopakatolia masuria indrokoto baruza kaya jelekupakatolorima etetuverge enderegede banda ragadush esupreketolia maruza insutelia Lord ebarata lekupreke. Every dream, so God of negativity, I cross their root this hour. Lize kupa katonia imbaria. Imbreketos kapaya. All opposition unto O God, O Jehovah. My financial, O God, uplifting. My spiritual, O God, expansion. Leku preketoska. This morning in Kapodia, in Satoli. Iparata etete. Parata in trokoto baruza. In suprekete. Leku pakatoli. Ibreketoska. This is the month of mercy. Iparunde gloria. Maruza in zuzubreata. Epataka tulia. I am delivered. Every spirit of prosperity, leko preketoska palia. Eparanta, every spirit of poverty, lezekete bakuli inkoto preke. Zele baranta, every weaknesses, every spiritual stuntedness, I curse you. Lesu prekete, le baranda intolia. Imprekete, 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 imprekete. Barricades and blockages over my life and family that is planted in the east or in the west, in the south or in the north. This hour I curse you. Zelupa katolia, ebaruza, 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 ebaruza. Jeleba inkalia, paranda gados, epreketoska. I uproot you. Every ancestral ties, esuta pakala, eprekete. Jeleku pakatolorima, imbrokotoloria. Zeleka, zeleka, zeleka. Every ancestral ties, I break you in the name of Jesus. Mazuria imparia, ele pakatosa, esutekete, iprekete, 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 iprekete. Leku pakatoso kotoloria, eprekotozea. Inkakupa katoli, baruza, inzulia gaya, eparakatozia, introkoto, introkoto, introkoto. Every near success syndrome, lekupa katolia, I break you, eprakatoza,
Iprakatosa. I am saved. I am delivered. I am free. Maru prekete. Iparakata. Iparakata. Every negative influences and voices of wickedness. Oh God. Lazotaya. Ela. Paragayo satalia. Imbrokoto. Paragadusa. Insulia. 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 I reject every foul spirit operating. Do something. Lord, do something. Masetekete, librekete, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Now, by strategy, there was a plot to keep me as a servitude person. It was a battle to come out from it. This morning, media, help us, take us to Galatians and in chapter number 3. Galatians and in chapter number 3. Media, please help us. Now look at this scripture, Galatians chapter number 3, in verse number 13. In verse number 13 and 14. Please don't get distracted. Now look at this scripture. You are going to stand on it. It was orchestrated that I will remain a servant. Now, I know a man, he's almost at 70 now. To eat in the house, he has to collect money from his elder brother. To pay children's school fees, I know him. To pay children's school fees, he has to collect money from his elder brother. To pay rent, he has to collect money from his elder brother. One day, I told the elder brother, I said, this is wicked. Don't do that. He said, you are challenging me. You think you are bold. And that was another phase of battle. I told him, I can't remain in this circumference. I can't remain in this place. Look at Galatians 3. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the what? From the curse of the law. Having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That we might receive the what? The promise of spirit by faith. Do you have faith in Christ? Jesus became a curse for you. Can you stand upon this scripture and say, Lord, by the reason of your word that cannot be broken, the legality of this word cannot change. Lord, I stand by this word and I upturn every counsel of Ahithophel over my life and family. I upturn. Can I hear you cry? I upturn in La Curie Parosa. I upturn in Trocoto Balakato. I upturn. I reject because Jesus has bought the curse. Jesus has removed me from the curse. I come by the reason of the word that Jesus has done. And I stand upon the legality. I reject every
every fault that is working against me, I reject every counsel of Ahithophel. Cry unto the Lord. Lord, I stand by this wall. This month of mercy, I enter into abundance. I enter into, oh God, the book of remembrance, oh God, to be open. Oh God, this month, I enter into, oh God, abundance. I enter into spiritual authority. I enter into, oh God, consecration. I enter into the power. I enter into the realm of power. I enter into financial abundance. I enter into, oh God, favor upon my life, upon my family. I enter Likaparusa, Ikalia, Panteria Galabos, Esupreket, Jeleke Pakatosia, Introkoto, Ikakapakatosia, Embreketos, 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 Masuria.
Is my month of success. Is my month of success. Is my month of lifting. 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 I enter by your word that cannot be broken. I enter. I enter. I enter. I enter. Ilagabagada zagaya. Ilagabagaya gadagaya gada. Ilagabagaya gadagaya gada. Ilagabagaya gadagaya gada. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Cry unto the Lord. Ilagabagaya gadagaya gada. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Bagasagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. Ilagabagadagaya gadagaya. All the plantings of the wicked, oh God, hindering my, oh God, increase, hindering, oh God, oh Jehovah Lord, my entrance, hindering, oh God, my favor, hindering, oh God, the liftings of my children, lifting, oh God, of my wife. This hour, Jesus is the cause. He, oh God, he carried the cause, and he has given us, oh God, oh Jehovah, power to enter. Masekete, no man can stop that. Lord, by the power in the name of Jesus, we enter into our success, into our lifting, into our favor, into our visitation, into our remembrance. Malaga bakatoska, epakata, 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 epakata. Paragayagada, 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 leke pakatush. Call forth your blessing. Call forth your blessing. Call forth the remembrance. Call it forth. 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 Masakatakaya, Paragadoza, 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 Paragadoza. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Media, give me Colossians in chapter number 2. Colossians in chapter number 2. Colossians in chapter number 2. Give me from verse number 14. Verse number 14. Masiketa pakaya. Maliem bregedoska. Look at where you are standing now. Lega bagaya. Jekete, 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 jekete. Leka pakatosa. See where you are standing now. Verse 14 of Colossians 2. He said, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against me, which was contrary to me, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it on the cross. Verse 15 now. Masupakatolia. Verse 15, verse 15. Jelekete. Having disarmed principalities and power, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Triumphing over them in it. Jesus wiped away every handwriting. Can you stand and tell the enemy that you that is holding my life, the every handwriting, everything that the elders have done, and it is working against me, by the efficacy of the blood it was wiped on the cross of Calvary, Jesus wiped them, and therefore you don't have any local standing, as the lawyer will say, to even torment me again. By the power in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, by this scripture, bow. Can you go ahead and cry to the Lord? Cry to the Lord in Brandalagadosa. Fix your eyes on the cross and see the wonders of the cross. I am free. Every way the enemy have hindered and crushed my finances, I command reactivation. Malapa katoska. Every spiritual authority that have been drained, Malibrokoto. Father, I ask for a reactivation now on the basis of your word that cannot be broken. Marabagados, 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 Marabagados. Marabagados, regede bakatos, ezekete, 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 jekete kete kete, 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 jekete kete. I walk, oh God, in the oh God of Jehovah, supernatural. I walk in the supernatural. Mali preketo. I call forth money from the east and the west. I call them in millions. I call $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. I call them in euros. I call them in pastel. I call them in naira, in hundreds of millions. I call you forth now. Come into my pocket. Come now, Le Bagadoska. I call for platform to this, oh God, to spare, to share the word of God. I call the platform to come. I call, oh God, oh Jehovah, the spiritual authority, the spiritual energy, the spirit of consecration. I call now into my life. Le Bagada Yagada, Jegedegede, 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 Jegedegede. Take it now.